Good morning. You may have noticed that Gloria and I are dressed in beautifully colored robes today, and this was planned with Pastor Jenny in full knowledge that we are wearing the robes that our congregation right here at Old South Union Church gifted us with over 20 years ago when we were in seminary together. Gloria and I were both deacons here at the church and called to serve in the ordained ministry so many years ago. And yet these robes, which are gifted, were gifted to us by the deacons on behalf of the whole church, have gone with us, have journeyed with us, have walked with us through these 20 years. So it's a joy to be able to bring a little bit of history and such beautiful color to you all today. So we are just so happy to be with you. And, you know, sometimes we go full circle, and this is a full circle morning for Gloria and I. Happy to be here with you. Last week, Pastor Jenny began a brand new six-week worship series, which she has entitled Belonging is Where We Begin. She outlined the focus of this series with a few short questions. What does it mean to belong to God? What does it mean to belong to ourselves? And through our church, what does it mean to belong to each other? Pastor Jenny is asking us to consider why community matters as we make our way back home, slowly emerging from different forms of isolation and separation due to the pandemic. In fact, she even told us a story last week about a 97-year-old woman who, as a young girl, was stranded high up on a mountaintop so thick with fog that they could hardly see in front of their own eyes. The way that they came down from the mountain, she and her fellow travelers, was to hold hands. And holding hands, they found their way through the fog to this new place called home. Jenny suggested that we find our way home by holding on to God and to one another. And in so doing, we discover why community matters. And to know that each one of us, no matter who we are or where we are on life's journey, we belong right here at Old South Union Church, and that this belonging is where we begin. Our scripture today stops short of the final few verses of chapter 24 in Luke's gospel, and it gives us a reminder, though, of Jesus' mission that he must pass on to his disciples just before his ascension into heaven, which are the closing lines of that chapter. We enter the story today with two disciples who were walking down the road, and they were talking about the events of the past week in Jerusalem, where Jesus, an innocent man, had been crucified and miraculously risen from the dead. And he had been seen by other disciples, including Thomas, after his resurrection. Suddenly, Jesus appeared to walk with them, and they were frightened at seeing a ghost, greeting them as he did with words, "Peace be with you." He asked what they were talking about. He offered them proof of who he was, and then in a very surprisingly human way, he asked them, "Do you have anything to eat?" I always laugh at that. I just think it's so human of Jesus. And the story goes on with Jesus opening their minds to his being the fulfillment of the Old Testament prophets and the scriptures. And finally, Jesus will leave them to their task of continuing his message of repentance and forgiveness of sins, and to carry on his mission and his ministry of the gospel beyond Jerusalem and to all the nations. Let us listen now to the story as it is written in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 24, verses 36b to 48, from the New Revised Standard Version. This is entitled, Jesus Appears to His Disciples. Jesus himself stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." They were startled and terrified, and they thought that they were seeing a ghost. He said to them, "Why are you frightened, and why do doubts arise in your hearts? Look at my hands, look at my feet, see that it is I, myself. Touch me and see, for a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you see that I have." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were in their joy, they were disbelieving still, but they were still wondering. He said to them, "Have you anything to eat?" It's kind of, to me, it's still such a strange question. But they go on, and they give him a piece of broiled fish, and he took it, and he ate it in their presence. Then he said to them, "These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms must be fulfilled." And then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures, and he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Messiah is to suffer and to rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance and forgiveness of sins is to be proclaimed in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem." He said, "You are witnesses of these things." Here ends the reading from the gospel. May God add blessings to our hearing and our understanding of these holy words. I'd like to tell you a brief story about that someone told me about a woman who had recently retired from her full-time work only a few short months earlier. And I think Gloria and I can probably relate to this, as we have both retired just a few short months ago as well. This particular woman, her family was grown, and she had many loving friends, but something in her new life was missing. She felt untethered. This word tethered means is a line to which someone or something is attached as for security. Perhaps that tethering had secured her identity in a role from which now she was separated. Her story reminded me of letting go of a balloon and just letting it go untethered out into the atmosphere. She had a sense of not belonging anymore. Where did she belong as she floated along like that balloon into the atmosphere, ungrounded and just guided by the moment or guided by the wind? I imagine that Jesus' disciples felt a bit untethered themselves. After all, they had been attached to him for the past 3 years of his ministry, and now he was gone. Untethered, lost. They might have asked themselves, "Who are we now?" They might have been wondering this day and night. What is our identity without our leader, Jesus? After all, we belonged to him. Jesus' appearance to the disciples that day was perhaps how he reminded them who he was, and through his post-resurrection appearances, his reassurance helped them to get grounded, to get regrounded, and to help them again in their belonging and in their knowing that they belonged to him. And ultimately, he was to leave them with his mission to carry on the message and the ministry that he had begun, and to do so in his holy name. If these stories are sounding familiar to you, perhaps you might be feeling this sense of being untethered from our faith community, not seeing your friends or worshiping in this church, not seeing your pastor or connecting with the people with whom you have these sacred friendships. We're all missing our sacred friendships, friendships that we have come to cherish over the years, friendships that we have on Sunday mornings here as we gather in our church for worship and for fellowship. But in these days, when our options have been so limited, we've had the opportunity, perhaps, to deepen our friendship with Jesus. Friendship is one of God's special gifts to human beings. Remarkably, friendship is one of the terms that God uses to describe the relationship that God desires with each of us. Friendship, therefore, is sacred to God. The Gospel of John tells us that Jesus said, "I shall no longer call you servants, but friends." John 15:15. Jesus gives the reassurance of this friendship with his disciples on this day. Indeed, such great honor, remembrance, and praise and wishes are attached to friends that their lives are considered worthy of praise and their deaths precious, as was Jesus' death precious to all of us. Tragic, but we are reminded in our scripture that that was his call so that he could rise again. One truth surpasses that close to perfection is the level of friendship that consists in the love and the knowledge of God. When one who is a friend of another becomes a friend of God, according to the verse of our Savior in this gospel, where Jesus does say, "I shall no longer call you servants, I shall call you my friends." Jesus does two things to help dispel the disciples in their terror that we're seeing him as a ghost. First, he asks them to touch him and to see that, like us, he has flesh and bones. And then when he asks them for something to eat, he was further demonstrating his humanness. It is significant to note that earlier in Luke's gospel, in this same chapter, Jesus met with the disciples on the road to Emmaus, a story you're well familiar with, where Jesus appeared unrecognizable to his disciples. In fact, he appeared as a stranger. He was not recognized by the disciples at that time until the breaking of the bread. And then it was in that moment that they recognized him. But here today in our story, Jesus appeared as himself to these two disciples. Such a sign of reassurance that indeed they continued to be tethered to him and he to them. It is such a beautiful story and concludes with Jesus spelling out the mission that lies ahead for his disciples, that they and we are witnesses to the world. We have this great story, this great miracle, the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, to continue to spread, not just beyond Jerusalem, but throughout our church community, well out into the community, far beyond, and to the ends of the world. Coming back to Jenny's questions last week and at the beginning of my sermon today, she asked us again to remember that our task, if you will, is to ask ourselves these questions. What does it mean to belong to God? What does it mean to be tethered, to be attached to God, and to ourselves, to feel ourselves grounded upon the earth to know that we have been charged with the mission to continue the ministry of Jesus Christ. What does it mean to belong to ourselves and to own this mission and ministry, all of us? And what does it mean to belong to this church and to belong to one another? Gloria gave such a beautiful example of the pop-up pantry as one of the missions, and your generosity to the frontline workers at South Shore Hospital and all the people that have carried so many through the pandemic. You know, what does it mean to belong to this church? There are so many opportunities to serve God here by serving in this congregation. You know, you have many friends in this church, whether you're here in the sanctuary today or you're out there on Facebook in our online land. You have so many friends. Friends, if there is a message that comes through the scripture today, it's that you belong. You belong to God. You belong to yourself. You belong to this church, to this community, and we all belong to one another. And in the days and weeks and months that are to come, know that we're all finding our way home again. We're all finding our way home. It feels sometimes like we're high up on that mountain where the fog is so thick. And Jenny gave us that beautiful story to remember that we find our way home and our way to belonging by holding on to God, ourselves, and to one another. I pray that there has been something said today that resonates with each and every one of you, that you will know that you belong here and you are so welcome in this church and in the realm of God Almighty. May it be so. Amen. Our closing hymn this morning is a beautiful, beautiful hymn that is really part of the Easter season, and it's such a joy that we will hear the music of, it's escaping me, because he lives. Because he lives.